AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It's a key step in President Obama's bid to normalize relations with Cuba. The White House says he will remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. More from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president's step doesn't take effect for 45 days, during which Congress can try to pass legislation to thwart him. But officials here think that's unlikely. The result would be Cuba's removal from some list-related sanctions, and it would leave a list of three state sponsors of terror, Iran, Syria, and Sudan.
The White House is signaling the president will sign a bill giving Congress the right to reject any nuclear deal with Iran.
The president had been in a standoff with lawmakers over whether they'd have a say on any agreement with Iran.
Congress prevailed,
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker, after the panel unanimously approved compromise legislation requiring the administration let Congress review any final deal.
Every detail.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggested the president would sign the altered bill.
It certainly addresses a lot of the concerns that we had,
including cutting in half the time Congress has to review the deal from 60 to 30 days. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is graphic to see, even to hear. Marana, Arizona police have released dramatic dash cam video of a police vehicle ramming a fleeing armed suspect.
Gun is loaded. Unit on the terror block. Stay off.
Sound courtesy KGUN-TV. The man survived the February crash, and prosecutors cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. Missouri inmate has been executed for killing a man in a fit of rage over child support payments in 1998. Andre Cole became the third convicted killer executed in Missouri this year. This is AP Radio News. Guam is set to become the first U.S. territory to allow gay marriage. Howling winds have halted flights at Salt Lake City's airport, toppled semis on Interstate 80. Authorities closed a 100-mile stretch of northern Utah's main east-west highway. At least three trucks were blown over, causing one death. SpaceX launched a shipment of groceries to the International Space Station on Tuesday, but the company's Hans Koenigsmann says the third attempt to land the leftover booster on an ocean platform failed.
It came down and it landed apparently a little bit too hard. I saw two frames, basically, and then that was the end of it. So we're still looking at data. We need to analyze what happened.
HBO's Game of Thrones is popular with both pirates and viewers. After its fifth season began Sunday, users of a Twitter-owned live streaming app shared the fantasy drama. HBO said it sent takedown notices to Periscope, the app that allows video streaming from users' phones. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.